and so that's okay. And someone's teasing someone else, and the other person says, "That's all right. He didn't."
Didn't mean it.
Would you ever use something like the idea of bothering the person? Say, "Oh, well, he didn't."
Doesn't bother me.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Someone says something about a woman. You better be careful with that woman, because she'll let you out of everything. She'll
beat you.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of a term like flatter or sweet mouth or sweet talk.
Sweet talk.
Okay. And if you waiting for the bell in school, the teacher might say, "Now listen
carefully.
The bell. Listen
for the bell."
All right. And a little child might be hiding down behind a piece of furniture and suddenly jump up, and what would the child say?
Boom.
Okay. And you might, and someone jump and say, "Well, you needn't be so
scared."
All right, person.
Surprised.
Yeah. And you need I think you'd use this, for instance, I've got, someone says, "Do you have any oil in an oil can or something?" You say, "Well, yes, I've got, not a great deal." You say, "I've got
some."
All right. Say, "I'll do this if you would." Say, "I'd rather do this that. I'd rather do this
than that."
All right. And how about if you're going to, you want to, someone, one person to meet another person, you'd say, I'll
introduce you.
Yeah. Do you ever use the term or know the term "knock you down" to that person?
No.
Meaning to introduce, that isn't familiar at all. Someone gives you a whole bunch of reasons for doing something, and you say, "Okay, I heard all of that, but despite everything you've said," you might say, "despite everything you've said, I won't do it."
That, I still won't do it.
Okay. Now, there are just a couple of little things here that we get done in plenty of time. First is to count slowly up to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
The number after 19?
20.
After 26?
27.
After 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 79? 69.
70.
After 99?
100.
After 999?
1,000.
And then the next largest number is after 1,000.
A million.
Yeah. And if there are 11 men walking along in a line, you say the last man was the 11th man. Who's in front of him?
The 10th.
And then the
9th.
You put man in there too. So the 9th man and the
8th man. 7th man. The 6th man. 5th man. 4th man. 3rd man. 2nd man. And 1st man.
Okay, if something happens suddenly, you might say that happened suddenly, or you might say it happened
all of a sudden.
Okay. And if something is two times as good as something else, you might say it's
twice as good.
And the months of the year are?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay. And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. How would you greet a person at, say, 10 a.m.?
Just 10 a.m.
Yeah. How would you greet a person? You see a person on the street.
Oh, good morning.
All right. And how late would you use that?
Till 12 o'clock.
All right. And what would you call, what do you call the part of the day? Right now, say it's 4:40. What do you call this part of the day?
Afternoon.
Would you ever call anything else?
Good evening.
Would you ever use evening at this time of day?
I wouldn't, but some would.
Some people do. How early might they use it?
I would say after 6 would be evening.
You would use it after 6, but they might use it any time after. Mm-hmm. What about a general expression, instead of not having no reference to the part of, you know, the time? You might just, when you meet somebody, you might say,
Good day.
Okay. And how late does evening last?
Yeah, I would say till 12 midnight.
Okay. And do you ever use the expression "good night" in meeting someone?
No.
Only in parting.
In parting.
Okay.